Good morning, this is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. As the weather looks to warm up a bit in the second half of this week and into next week, you may be wanting to get out and about in your yard. If you're looking toward the arrival of spring with as much anticipation as I am, you may be excited to hear that our folks at the Iowa State University Extension Horticulture Department are starting to look towards some of our outdoor garden tasks this spring. You may be noticing plants coming up or beginning to emerge around your yard. If those plants emerging has reminded you that maybe one of those plants was a little overgrown or needed to be moved this spring, now is a great time to begin dividing or moving certain perennials. Herbaceous perennials are usually divided for three reasons: to control size, to rejuvenate plants, or to propagate a prized or favorite perennial. Sometimes perennials may grow so rapidly that they crowd out neighboring plants. Others will decline in vigor if not divided at the appropriate time. One of the easiest ways to propagate a prized perennial is to divide in two or more smaller parts. If you have plants around your home garden that you're wanting to divide this spring, our extension horticulturalists have some tips to make sure your division goes well. First of all, you may be wondering which perennials can be divided in spring. There are many different varieties that can be divided as we get into the warmer seasons of the year. Early spring, just as new growth begins to appear, is the best time to divide asters, chrysanthemum, hostas, bee balm, sedum, yarrow, obedient plant, perennial salvia, purple coneflower, and ornamental grasses. Other perennials that can be divided at any time in the spring include coreopsis, daylilies, garden phlox, speedwell, and hardy zinnias. To divide any of these plants in early spring, dig the perennial up just as the new growth begins to appear. Divide each plant clump into sections with a sharp knife. Each division should contain several shoots and a portion of the root system. Immediately replant any divisions. Keep newly divided perennials well watered through spring and summer, and keep in mind that most newly divided perennials will not bloom well until their second growing season, so don't divide this year if you're really hoping for a great show of flowers. Many gardeners like to divide perennials to produce additional plants for themselves or to give to others, but the frequency of division depends on the species of the plant. Many fast-growing perennials, such as the aster, bee balm, chrysanthemum, coreopsis, daylily, and garden phlox can be divided every 2 to 3 years. Slower maturing perennials, such as hostas or peony, should be divided only every 3 to 5 years. Keep in mind there are also a few perennials that do not like to be divided or do not do well when divided. This may be because of deep tap roots or extensive root systems, and in that case these perennials should be left undisturbed. Some of these plants include monkshood, columbine, goat's beard, swamp or rose milkweed, butterfly weed, false blue indigo, the gas plant, baby's breath, balloon flower, and Carolina lupine. For more information on dividing perennials, you can check out this week's Yard and Garden column on the Iowa State University Extension website. And of course, if you are looking forward to spring, we hope you will consider joining us as the Cass County Master Gardeners host their annual Spring Garden Seminar this weekend. This Saturday, March 17th, our 20th anniversary Spring Garden Seminar happening here at the Cass County Community Center on the fairgrounds in Atlantic. We are excited to be welcoming Jay Schwanke, the flower expert, as our keynote speaker. He will be sharing two presentations, starting the morning with how to create your own life in bloom and ending the day by sharing some fun with flowers. In between, you'll have a chance to enjoy a dessert demonstration from Atlantic's own Miss Nini, Janine Knopp, owner of Miss Nini's Fine Desserts, and you can also take part in our lightning learning round, where you rotate through 5-minute fast learning sessions on topics including herb candles, preserving dried flowers, seed balms, pollinator plantings, donation gardens, and unusual container gardening. If you would like to attend the Spring Garden Seminar coming up this Saturday, we do encourage you to stop by the Extension office to register or give us a call to make sure and save your seat. Seating is limited and will be capped once we reach our limit. If you're planning to attend, again, just give us a call. We can let you know whether or not the seminar has filled up. As of right now, we still have plenty of seats available, but we have had lots of interest this week, so we want to make sure everyone who attends will get a meal and all of their your handouts. Again, to register or for more information on any extension resources, give us a call, 712-243-1132. Find us online anytime at our Facebook page or on the Cass County Extension website, or stop by the office here on the fairgrounds, 805 West 10th Street in Atlantic. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.